Welcome to Israel 18 News at 8 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. As evening sets in, temperatures are cooling across Israel. Clear skies in Tel Aviv make for a pleasant night. In Jerusalem, a gentle breeze complements the mild weather. Meanwhile, Haifa enjoys a calm evening with a slightly cooler temperature. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports from earlier this hour that the IDF has arrested over 70 terror suspects in a West Bank operation following a deadly shooting near Gilad Farm. Also, Walla reports just in that a wave of arrests occurred in Judea and Samaria, with IDF, Shin Bet, and border police forces detaining more than 70 wanted individuals overnight. Also this hour, I-24 News shares that the Houthis claim responsibility for a missile attack on a Saudi city after the kingdom struck targets in Yemen, as reported earlier today. Separately, the JTA notes that Israel is alarmed by a U.S.-Saudi nuclear deal which grants Riyadh access to sensitive technologies while removing an incentive to normalize relations with Israel. And finally, the Times of Israel reported that the Israeli military is reviewing details of a shooting in the Susia area earlier this afternoon. Reaction has been swift on social media. IL Red Alert, a missile alert tracker, posted just minutes ago about the reported shooting in the Susia area, stating that the military is assessing the situation. Joe Truesman, a conflict analyst, echoed this in a post from earlier today, confirming the IDF's receipt of the report regarding the Susia incident. In a separate context, Khaled Hassan, a political commentator, warned of potential unrest in Britain, in a post from earlier today, urging for stricter border controls and deportations to prevent civil unrest. Now for more on those stories, starting with the West Bank operation. The Jerusalem Post reports that the IDF arrested over 70 individuals, including Hamas activists, in a coordinated effort with Shin Bet and border police. This operation followed a deadly shooting near Gilad Farm, which claimed the lives of two Israelis, including an IDF officer. The arrests aim to prevent further attacks and enhance regional security. Turning to the missile attack, reported by I-24 News, the Houthis have claimed responsibility for firing a missile at a Saudi city in response to the kingdom's recent strikes on Yemeni targets. This exchange underscores the ongoing tensions between the Houthis and Saudi Arabia, with potential implications for regional stability. Meanwhile, the U.S.-Saudi nuclear deal has raised concerns in Israel. As reported by the JTA, the agreement allows Saudi Arabia access to sensitive nuclear technology. This development could alter regional power dynamics and complicate Israel's diplomatic relations. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports that Mobilize founder Amnon Shashua has stepped down as CEO after 27 years. He aims to bring fresh blood into the company as it expands, focusing on technology and strategy. This decision has led to a 10% drop in the company's shares. Separately, Israel Hayom Business shares that Tunuva has resolved a logistics failure that caused a shortage of cottage cheese. The company has resumed regular supply, attributing the issue to system delays at its Alon Tavor dairy. And finally, from CTech, former Meta ARS VR executives have raised $21 million to develop sensors for the AI era. These founders previously spent 7 years at Meta and are now betting on the growing need for advanced sensing systems in artificial intelligence. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 9 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.